Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm your co-host, James.
And we are currently sitting in a hotel room in Oslo, Norway. We're on vacation and we're just checking out what Norway has to offer. We've done a lot of Viking things so far.
Yeah. So one of our like big bucket list, I guess, items was that we go to a foreign theater, movie theater, because, I mean, we've been outside of the country before, but we've never like tried to do this before. So yesterday we went and saw the Fantastic Four in IMAX. It was in English, but they had Norwegian subtitles. But we have a video. It should be on our Instagram now. Maybe actually when this is posted, it probably won't be yet. But we have a video like showing some of the differences between like a Norwegian movie theater compared to a movie theater from the US.
Best movie theater I've ever been to.
Definitely the best far. Movie theater experience. And it was, I thought it was going to be different, but it was more different in ways that I didn't expect. Which I don't think that makes sense. Like I knew obviously the food was going to be different, but the quantity and how they did it was very different. I didn't even like think about that.
It was just a big candy shop that you pick your own candy drinks, as well as they had
different like gourmet popcorn buckets.
Yeah, it was like the drink coolers, but they were heated with popcorn buckets.
And then they had like snack mixes that were like a bacon chicharrón like pork rind thing. What else? They didn't have like butter for the popcorn.
Yeah, that was kind of a
mess. The seasonings you had to buy in like packets. And they had like a full bar.
Yeah, a full bar section. I mean, there was multiple stories. And then the IMAX theater itself was ginormous, the biggest theater I've ever been in.
Yeah, it was the theater was like the size of a football field.
Yeah, it was huge. And the screen was ginormous.
Right? Like there was six exits. There's three on each side of the theater. Of like the theater was probably 3-4 stories,
yeah,
of just that one theater. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I was super excited when we walked in and saw that you could, one, get your own snacks, and two, just the quantity of just how much you could choose from was super cool.
But it was like a candy store. Like they had a wall of like the like a bag that you can like put candy in, and then they had dozens of candy. And then we asked three employees what their favorite candy were, like their favorite movie theater candy, and got like one from each of their recommendations.
Yeah.
So we got like a fruity one, a chocolate one, and then another type of like fruity
licorice type.
Yeah.
Candy, They were solid, but my movie theater candy is Reese's Pieces. So
yeah, my movie theater candy is Bunch of Crunch.
So it was very different than what we usually get.
Yeah,
at the movie theater.
The chocolate one that we got was kind of similar because the Bunch of Crunch is like a chocolate crunch cluster.
Yeah,
and that was kind of like
it was very similar.
The one we got was like a Bugle, like the finger hat thing. But dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, it was good. The chocolate here is so much better than American chocolate.
I don't know if it's better.
I think it's better.
I feel like all the chocolate that we've had tastes like advent calendar chocolate.
Yeah, it's which very, I love like, advent calendar weird. Chocolate.
I mean, I like it, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's like Kraft mac and cheese.
You can't go wrong with Kraft mac and cheese. Yeah, but it's not. I mean, you can make better mac and cheese, but
it's not. It's so bad that it's good.
The basics is there's nothing wrong with the basics.
Like, Kraft's not good, but like it's good.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. I can see your point.
But our episode on Fantastic Four will be out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The reason why this episode is either a day late or like half a day late, it's because we got big time screwed at the airport.
Yeah.
We traveling. Were supposed to have one layover and then we missed it because it took forever for us to get to like
our park. Well, our first flight was delayed because we took off late, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the maintenance thing. So we took off late and then we got there 15 minutes later than I think we should have.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we got off the plane and had a track all the way down on the other side of the Amsterdam airport, like they had already closed the doors. So
yeah, we had right when we got there, the gate was already like departing from the plane. And then we had to go, and get new tickets. And we got new tickets.
Me yeah, and mom, you guys did.
Dad and granddad.
Yours was pretty easy.
But you were on a different booking. So we had to, at this point, we were supposed to have one layover, but now we had two. So we had to get on a flight and then land again and then get on another flight and then we would be here. But he only got one of the tickets and it said the second one he would have to get at the gate. But that didn't happen. So when we got to the second airport, technically by this point, the third, they wouldn't let him get on the plane and they like basically pushed us on the plane last second. And then
I had to travel, walk 10 minutes on the other side of the airport to go talk to somebody to try to fix it. They couldn't help me. And so the only option was for me to just buy a new ticket to get on the next flight. So you guys were an hour ahead of me. And then I finally got on one, get here to Norway, and most of our bags are gone. They had not arrived yet. Most of them, I think we're still in Amsterdam.
So when we landed an hour early and we were going to just wait for you, but we landed, sat by baggage claim, and two of our bags came out, and me and mom did not have our bags. So we're just sitting there waiting. And then he lands and then gets to us. At this point, it's been like an hour and a half. We're still waiting on two bags. And then we go up to like the like lost bags thing. And then they say that they're either in Amsterdam or in Copenhagen, Germany. But they don't know where the bags are. So we waited like two-ish hours.
Yeah. And my bag was gone too.
And then his bag also just was missing. And we didn't get our bags till yesterday.
Afternoon,
which had our podcast equipment, which is why we were not able to film on Wednesday like we had planned. And then yesterday, I was struggling.
Yeah, it was a long day.
Jet lagged. Woke up at 1 in the morning and then just it was terrible whole day. I was like sleeping every time we sat down.
Yeah.
At the movie theater. At like four different points during Fantastic Four, I was like falling asleep, not because it's a boring or bad movie, but because I was just tired. And then I ended up like, I sat down on the bed and then I passed out last night.
Yeah. You were out pretty quickly. Yeah.
But in
today we're pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah. So I'd say let's start with, what we've watched since we last filmed and then get into box office numbers.
Yeah.
Do you want to start first?
Yeah. So it was an 8-hour flight from Georgia to Amsterdam. And in that 8 hours, I watched Queen of the Ring, Sinners.
Your first time watching
Sinners? It was my first time watching Sinners, and I was very pleased. I watched The Killer's Game. And then I watched, I think that was it. I watched four movies. And then on the next flight, I started watching Manchester by the Sea. Mm-hmm. So that was very good. Let me check my downloads.
You didn't log them on Letterboxd?
Yeah, I did, but
oh,
I just want to see. Oh, I watched the Bike Riders too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I watched the Bike Riders, Manchester by the Sea, most of it. I haven't finished it yet. And then Queen of the Ring, Sinners.
I will say on this flight, I don't really judge people for like what type of movies they watch because it's like an art form.
So it's also what's whatever is available. Yeah. Delta doesn't really have the best selection.
But like if you, they had a few like pretty good movies.
Yeah.
But I was, I don't really judge people for what type of movies they watch because you whatever movie you like is whatever movie you like. But the guy in front of us was watching some terrible movies.
I wouldn't say they were all terrible.
Not all, but like bad choices.
Because he watched Over the Hedge, which is a great movie.
And then he watched Hop.
He watched Hop. I didn't like that. That's a terrible movie.
And then he watched Deadpool Wolverine, which
yeah, that makes sense.
But he watched it on his, this sounds creepy that we were watching when he was watching.
Yeah. But it was 8 hours. We had nothing better to do.
I kept just like perusing. I don't know how long Better Man, the Robbie Williams biopic, where he's a CG monkey the whole movie.
Yeah.
But I felt like the woman like over from us was watching it for like 6 hours.
Oh wow.
Like I was on my third movie and I swear she was still watching it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like that was a lot creepier out loud. The first movie I watched was Bronson, directed by Nicholas Refn. He is mostly known for directing the movie Drive.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very strange director because he kind of based more on like your feelings towards it. Not quite like Wes Anderson, but just, it's very strange. It was a fun movie, interesting. I don't really know much about Charles Bronson, the prisoner, not the actor. It was an interesting story. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. And then I watched Novocaine, which I'd been really wanting to watch. I kind of thought this was going to be like that movie that came out recently, Love Hurts. I didn't think it was going to be very good, but I just kind of wanted to watch it. I really enjoyed the movie a lot. I gave it 2.5 stars, but because critically it was probably 1.5, but out of like pure enjoyment, gave it a whole star. I thought it was a really fun movie. It was interesting. It was definitely a funny, campy action movie.
Yeah.
And I like how they used Nathan Kane, the character, like his body as like a prop. I thought that was interesting. That was cool. Then I finally watched Knives Out. I liked it a lot, but I hate Clue. I hate the story of Clue. I hate the board game Clue. I hate Clue, but I like murder mysteries. But I hate Clue. I hate Clue. Just want to preface that again. You know I hate Clue?
Yeah.
So the first half of this movie I just hated, but I loved the filmmaking aspect of it, and I liked the characters-ish. Not really. They were kind of annoying, some of them. But by the second half, it kind of took its own twist on it. Well, the director, Rian Johnson, he also directed, you're not going to like this, The Last Jedi. Looper, which I enjoyed, which is probably one of his more well-known, obviously. Glass Onion. And this new spinoff coming out, Knives Out. But I enjoyed it a lot. And by the end of it, gave it 4 stars. I don't know how rewatchable it is, but good. Then I watched Lars and the Real Girl, starring Ryan Gosling. It's about how he falls in love with a sex doll. Yeah, I've heard that this was a great movie, and I just thought it was
in what right. world would you think that this was a great movie?
Mikey said it was a good movie, our brother.
There you go.
It was just, it was weird. It was kind of uncomfortable to watch, but whatever. Then I watched Chronicle for the first time. I really enjoyed this movie a lot. I know a lot of people hate it, like around the third act. I thought it was a fun, enjoyable movie. I do like Josh Trank is a director. I like his vision, except for Fantastic Four. That wasn't very good at all. But like, I feel like his director vision's pretty good. I gave it a 3. It was probably like a 2, but like enjoyment, I think I feel like I had to give it a star. But I liked some of the logic and stuff they did. Then I watched, well, we watched Dracula Untold.
Yeah. Well, I fell asleep to it. I didn't finish it.
It's not a good movie, but it's like a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Critically, it's a terrible movie.
Okay, yeah.
It's just
But it's a kind good of bad. Movie.
But like everyone all across the board agrees that it's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. It's enjoyable. It's fun. Would have started the Dark Universe movies, which I don't really know how well those would have been, but I like the movie a lot. I think it's an interesting take on Vlad the Impaler and Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. This movie was great. I loved every second of this movie. I think the final like sentence of this movie, the line that Jim Carrey delivers, is one of the most like impactful lines that I've ever seen in a movie. Mm-hmm. And how it was crazy because it's just so like effortless, and like one word, two syllables means like 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great movie. I love the like filmmaking, the weird, campy, quirky aspects of it. It was great. I gave it 4 stars. Then I watched My Own Private Idaho. I don't really care for it. It's a Gus Van Sant. He also directed Milk, the movie about Harvey Milk, and Good Will Hunting. Otherwise, probably the most memorable or most well-known. I didn't think it had a great, like, it was one of those stories where it was supposed to be like the ending. It was supposed to make you realize that the character's going to be better. Like, they're okay, but they're not fixed. But I feel like this felt like a first attempt for it, because this was like his first big movie.
Mm-hmm.
The last movie starring River Phoenix before he passed. It also had Keanu Reeves. I thought the characters were decent. At first, I hated Keanu Reeves in the movie because I just didn't like how he kept doing Shakespeare monologues.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was very good. I really didn't understand what was happening, like with the story, like where they were going and why they were going to all these different places.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. And then we watched Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Which my rating was, you'll see on Tuesday.
You're pretty all over the place on the type of movies you were watching. Well, I guess I was too.
Yeah. You watched more action movies.
Well, when I'm on a plane, I always try to watch movies that I haven't seen yet to keep
all these.
I feel like that kind of makes time go by faster because I just hate being on a plane.
I feel like watching movies that's so boring. I like to watch easy movies again. Don't know why. I have this weird thing where every time I'm on a plane, I watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because they always have it on the plane.
Yeah.
They had it and I almost watched it. Because the first time I watched it, Mikey and I were on a plane. And I saw it and I was like, oh, I've been meaning to watch this.
Yeah.
Watched it. And every time I've been on a plane and I have it, I watch it. This is the first time I didn't. Because mm-hmm. I wanted to watch a bunch of new stuff. But it was...
Yeah, everything I watched on the plane was new I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of those movies I was really excited to see.
But I think...
And it did not disappoint.
I don't think I was really I wasn't disappointed with anything I watched on the plane. Just My Own Private Idaho, because they do have a criterion for it. And so much praise that I've heard, I had really high expectations going into it. Maybe upon a rewatch, I might like it more. More I thought about it after, I liked some of the aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I was just pretty disappointed. So first, I guess we'll finally get into the movie news after yapping. Start with Fantastic Four, because that came out this weekend. Opening weekend, so far, has made $135 million.
Oh, okay.
I take that back. As of one day.
One day, yeah.
Because it came out yesterday.
Well, they had one showing on Thursday. So, yeah. I'm sure a lot of
people... That is very surprising. It predicts that it's going to make around $300 million.
Oh, it'll make...
I feel like
it's going to
make more than that.
It'll make a lot more than that.
And then we have Superman, which is at $270 million, which is kind of dropping gradually. I feel like it was just going to skyrocket, because I feel like this is third week and it has gone down probably like 50%.
Yeah, it's definitely not doing well globally.
I don't know why, though.
Because of the foreign country American conflict that's in the movie.
Yeah. Then let's go into Jurassic World Rebirth, which has made... Wow. This weekend it made 20 to 30 million, which is like very surprising.
Yeah, I didn't think the movie would do well.
No, I didn't at all. And it has made 292 million.
From what I've heard, a lot of people are taking their kids.
It has made that domestically, but Wow, that's surprising. I mean, I guess dinosaurs always sell.
Yeah.
Which is kind of...
Kids love dinosaurs.
Expected. These numbers are just not showing it to me properly. But like Smurfs, How to Train Your Dragon, and Eddington, which I'm surprised. I was supposed to go watch this last week. Wasn't able to. Which kind of sucked. And Megan.
Megan
2.0 has only made like a million.
I didn't like the first one.
It was all weird. Three of those. All four? Four. All four of those have only made like a million this weekend. Which is surprising. That like How to Train Your Dragon still in theaters when it's kind of doing this. Same with Smurfs. I don't really think anyone is going to go see this. But
I'll probably take Jackson to go see it.
Yeah. Again? Oh, no.
Smurfs. Yeah. Smurfs.
Eddington. I'm surprised. That's interesting. I really want to go see that. It's directed by Ari Aster. But yeah, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
No. Okay. This shows me the proper numbers. Eddington has made 4 million, which is a little better, but not
It's an original movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why.
It's also an indie movie.
That's why.
And then F1 has made, in total, about 160 million.
Okay.
Smurfs has made 11 million.
Wow.
Which, surprising, which I think it opened this weekend, so it's kind of a bit of a drop off than what I expected. I know you did last summer make 12. It's opening weekend. Eddington, yeah, I already said that. Elio is on 70 million, which I think that's gonna be a big
loss. A lot of people like that movie.
It's gonna be a big, so I think it's gonna be like Thunderbolts, where it's like small audience, but. And then we got Lilo and Stitch. Wow, only made about a million this weekend. And it is, so far made 420 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to make a billion. Okay. Don't know how well that's gonna play out. 28 years later, made 170 million, which is, I'm a little disappointed by that.
Total so far?
Yeah. Domestic total. International. Yeah, okay. But that's all I said. I really like 28 years later. I know a lot of people had some issues with it, but I really like Danny Boyle. I like his vision as a director. That's a little disappointing. But yeah. Those are our box office numbers. And then let's go straight into like announcements and stuff.
Okay. So my first one, which I'm so excited for, or you're not going to care at all, but it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But WWE and Fandango have partnered together to release in theaters premium live events. So like their version of pay-per-views. Well, you could go and watch it in theaters.
Nice.
So starting next Saturday and Sunday for SummerSlam, you can go and watch SummerSlam both days in theaters. Now, I don't know if you have to buy with the two night ones. I'm not really sure. I probably won't do that for SummerSlam, but if it's successful and they continue it for all premium live events, I will definitely probably try to go to the next one, which I believe is Clash in Paris in August. Mm-hmm. So, and the time slot was weird because I know it will most likely start at 7, but on like Fandango, it starts at 4. But even like the pre-shows would start at 6. So I don't know how that's going to work or what it's going to look like.
So just 2 hours of like sitting there?
For SummerSlam, it would be like 3. Right now, there's 10 matches announced. So I think that's what it's going to be, 5 and 5. Five matches Saturday, 5 matches Sunday. So it would be about closer to 3 hours total.
Before the event starts?
No. So they usually do a pre-show, which is just a bunch of commentators talking and giving their predictions and stuff like that and talking. I don't ever watch it. But it usually starts an hour before the event actually starts. And most events starts at 7 Eastern time. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to go to AMC to watch it because they got reclining seats.
You think they'll do a popcorn bucket thing?
No, I doubt it.
That'll be interesting. Are you going to wear that shirt?
I don't know. I have this one and a Goldberg shirt. Oh, I have a John Cena shirt, but I don't know.
You going to buy that Cody Rhodes jacket that I sent you?
No, I'm not spending $100 on that.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, so we went to one of the locations that they filmed Christopher Nolan's Tenet, which is the Oslo Opera House. And right when we got there, I made a comment about his shirt. He's wearing a wrestler shirt called Cody Rhodes. And I was like, what are the odds that a Norwegian person will say something to you about your shirt? We were both like, probably not. 30 minutes later, some guy goes, hey, I'm not going to do an impression because I can't.
Yeah.
But he was like, hey, Cody Rhodes. That's yeah, cool.
His nice shirt.
And then his girlfriend or wife, whoever she was like, huh? And then he was like, are you dumb?
Yeah, he was kind of.
Do you not know who Cody Rhodes is? Are you stupid?
That's not what he said, but that's the vibe he gave.
Because he was like, you don't know. I heard you don't know Cody Rhodes. And then he started speaking Norwegian again.
Yeah.
But he was like, are you dumb?
Yeah, that was cool. I was surprised to have somebody. But
And then he started singing his like theme song.
It's not his theme song. It's just something that they chant now with different wrestlers' names. Like they do it with Roman Reigns. And Cody Rhodes is the main one they do it with. But
how does it go?
No.
Come on. How does it go?
No. Nope. You're not going to get me to do it. I'm not at an event. I only cheer at events.
You don't cheer in your living room?
Sometimes.
Fake fan. Oh, never mind.
Sometimes. But it's in the comfort of my living room. Maybe in the theaters I will. I don't know.
You know, like throw beers and hot dogs?
No. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, lower prices?
Well, the... Our movie theaters don't sell alcohol.
Yeah.
So, and I like to have the occasional... Yeah, I'm not doing that just to watch an event. I'd watch it on my 75-inch flat-screen TV in the living room.
So, old 75-inch TV?
Yeah.
Subtle flex.
Yeah, so, I mean, I will definitely try to do it once, see how it is. If I don't like it, I don't like it, and I won't do it again. But I'm excited because that's really cool. And maybe, hopefully, UFC can do something like that as well.
I don't know if I would go to a UFC event that
would,
in a theater.
I would never.
Because it would start at 10 o'clock, and I don't want to drive to the theater at 10 o'clock and then leave at like 3 in the morning.
Well, I don't think they would do the post-show stuff.
I hope not.
They probably wouldn't do like the press conferences and stuff. Like, I definitely don't think they're going to do
the post-fight interviews.
Yeah.
Well, my issue now with watching UFC... The main card will be like 30-40 minutes between fights.
Yeah, and the time slots aren't great.
That's the biggest issue, but
which makes it boring.
That part's boring, but fighting is not boring. It's an art form.
Yeah, martial arts.
Anyway, so the next probably the biggest news out of this week is that Marvel will be doing a soft reboot after Secret Wars.
And introducing the X-Men.
And introducing the X-Men and having the Fantastic Four and X-Men, or the Mutants, start the new story. Yeah. How do you feel about this?
I'm okay with it. It depends on how they do it.
They're recasting Captain America and Iron Man.
Yeah. I'm gonna be open-minded. I'm kind of over Marvel movies, but
I'm okay with what they're doing, because I do think they kind of started out wrong, and I do think that they've acknowledged that. Which, I mean, it wasn't really their fault, because Fox and Sony had they owned other characters, so they couldn't do. Fantastic Four Fox? Yeah, Fantastic Four was Fox, so they couldn't do Fantastic Four or the Mutants because Fox had both. And they kind of, the Marvel movies are it's not the MCU, it's the Avengers Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
I think that's where they like messed up. It was good for like short-term purposes, but longevity reasons.
Yeah, I think it depends on who they cast. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people that hate it because Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. Captain America is Chris Evans. Yeah. Like, that's all people are going to, which I totally understandable.
Well, even their like characters now, they're all in like, they're either washed up, retired, forgotten, haven't been mentioned in however many years.
Yeah, supposedly, Pedro Pascal's Reed Richards and Chris Hemsworth Thor are going to be the main characters in Secret Wars. Doomsday.
Oh.
Hmm. Doomsday Secret Wars, like those, the okay. rest of the.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Thor is an interesting one to have.
I'm pretty sure Thor is supposed to stay the same because I think it was one of the Russo brothers or Kevin Feige said that they think that Chris Hemsworth is still in his prime for Thor.
Yeah. Maybe he gets it's just if he wants to continue to play Thor.
I think
he has had enough of a break.
Yeah.
So, like, if you break it up in time, but also, and it can understand, like, all right, like, it's been 4 years. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it's been 4 years since I've played the character. I don't want to do it anymore. Mm. I could see that. But
even, like, a lot of their villains have been already used before. And like they were like one off, like Ultron,
yeah,
Kang, which that was like a legal dispute, which I can see past that,
yeah.
And then like Ultron, that they kind of dropped the bag on that one. Age of Ultron is my like personal favorite Avengers movie, but like James Spader,
yeah,
Wanda and Pedro, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch were. In the comics are mutants, but in that movie, they're just not. And Quicksilver gets offed.
Yeah, pretty early on.
Yeah.
I can see them bringing back Galactus as a future.
Well, the cool thing about Galactus is that there's one across the multiverse. So I feel like that they're going to, since they know they're going to reboot, they're probably going to keep the same.
Yeah.
Everything. But, I mean, everyone's kind of complaining that all... like this past 20 years worth of films and 20 years worth of work is just kind of going to waste, but it's still canon.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd have to do
total reboot
or just pull like a different Iron Man from a different Earth or whatever. Like, yeah, I'd be okay. Like you could do that.
Yeah.
And then just in the multiverse stuff, just go into solo movies, team movies and leave the multiverse out of it.
Yeah. I think that whatever they do with the next reboot is I think that they should kind of keep away from the multiverse for a while. But same with, because I know that they want to implement Miles Morales, but Marvel cannot Into the Spider-Verse is done.
Yeah.
Whenever that will finish. After they finish the third movie, then I think Marvel has full range to use them in live action.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they can settle something with the Kingpin.
Yeah, that would be nice. I would like to see. I would like to see some Kingpin in movies, especially like Daredevil and Spider-Man.
Because
mm-hmm. I always liked that cartoon of the Spider-Man the animated series. Yeah. That one, and there's episodes with Daredevil. Those were my favorite.
I liked the voice actor was really good.
For Daredevil. Yeah, I liked it.
But yeah, that's.
We'll see.
I don't know. I think with the last two Marvel movies that came out, I think that they do shine compare with other ones. Because I think like if you're getting into film and you're like beginning to study film, I think the Infinity Saga is a great way to start studying films,
mm-hmm.
Strictly based on continuity and writing. And kind of like what they've done with like visual effects over the years, even like costume making, because it's very like glorified.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a really easy way to like learn about it. And I think especially the writing is probably the easiest thing to study from it. And following continuity with the movies, I think it's an easy way to study it. And then I think over the past couple of years, they've just kind of veered away from actual filmmaking and just...
pushing movies out,
like
projects,
cash grabs. But these past two movies, I think, really show like great showcases of filmmaking. Very like innovative. A lot of effort goes into it, and you can really tell.
Yeah.
The Thunderbolts was written by A24 writers, which are like known as the most, like some of the most critically acclaimed writers.
Yeah.
They wrote for that show Beef that was on Netflix starring Steven Yeun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good show. I like it a lot. They're great writers. And they, I think,
yeah, Thunderbolts was really good. It was very enjoyable.
Even Fantastic Four, they've really just tried to go back to making... Basics. I don't really consider, because I feel like you have three categories of film. You have movie, film, and cinema. That's like a tier, easy tier slot. And I do think 99% of superhero movies are in the movie slot. But I feel like in the Infinity Saga, they always strive to be film.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're going back to that.
Yeah.
I feel like off the top of my head, the only ones I can consider film are Christopher Nolan's The Batman Trilogy, because they're not Batman movies. They are movies that have Batman in it. It's like The Dark Knight is just Heat, but they have the element of Batman in it.
Yeah.
And then The Batman, directed by Matt Reeves, I feel like is film.
Yeah, that's film. That's
Logan. That's film. I can see a fair argument for film, and I can also see a fair argument for putting it in a movie, but I think I'd probably consider it.
I consider a movie. It a film.
Or a film, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
What else would there be?
Superhero-wise, not much. I think that's pretty
much
it.
I feel like you can easily argue Zack Snyder's Justice League into film.
Yeah.
But I think that's just on the cusp. Yeah. I don't think it's quite there.
Maybe Endgame?
No, I would still consider that.
Really? Maybe I think parts of it could be considered. But
I feel like, because there's so much nostalgia behind it that you would want to put it in. Okay, film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you take,
I guess nostalgia.
I hate saying like take this element out of the film, but I feel like nostalgia is an element you can take out. Like people say, The Dark Knight wouldn't be a good movie if Heath Ledger wasn't in it. That's just taking out the antagonist of the movie.
Yeah.
Name any movie with a antagonist, and then just say, "Oh, take them out. The movie's not the same."
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the movie. That's like saying, imagine
they share half the screen time. Of course, like you're gonna, it's not gonna be the same movie.
Yeah, like imagine Manchester by the Sea. Imagine that big event.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. That changes life. Then the movie won't be the same.
I don't necessarily agree with that one.
You would think the movie would be the same. His character would be very different.
No, I don't agree. Fully, I don't fully agree.
But you,
I can see what you're saying.
Would you agree that it wouldn't be the same movie though, or it wouldn't be as good or impactful?
Impactful. There, yeah. I don't think it would be as impactful, because when I that part, I was like, whoa.
But
there was a lot of whoa moments in the movies I've watched recently.
Yeah. Same with like Bronson was a weird one. Like Tom Hardy is like getting naked, wearing war paint, and fighting police guards for sport.
Huh.
That was like a weird one. I felt very uncomfortable watching that on the plane, because I could see people like going to the bathroom, like going.
Yeah. Yeah, you always gotta be careful with what movie you watch.
But it's like you're taking out a whole element of the movie.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wouldn't be the same. It'd be a very different movie.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not excited for. They have announced and released a trailer for Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Fire and Ash, yeah.
I now am not a very big James Cameron fan. I love Terminator.
Yeah.
And I love the first Avatar.
Never watched it.
I don't really care for Titanic, which is like his other biggest movie. But I hated Way of Water. Passion. I didn't like 90% of the movie. I thought it was a terrible experience watching it. I didn't really care for any of the new characters at much at all. Like maybe Jake Sully's kids I liked. Maybe the most out of the new characters. And then the one thing that I do appreciate is VFX, because of like how much
it looks nice. It looks good.
Those VFX artists went into this, like making all new fluid simulations.
Yeah.
And creating like this whole like software for it.
Yeah.
Specifically for the water simulations in this movie and how detailed and how like how much effort they are putting into it. I've seen so many VFX breakdowns of both of those movies. Uh-huh. And of the VFX artists like being interviewed and talking about it, and they all seem to really enjoy working on this movie.
Aren't they making like 5 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't care. I don't think I'll go watch it in the theater. It'll definitely get nominated probably for VFX. Let them win, I guess. I don't care. They're probably.
I don't really care about the award ceremonies either. I feel like they're rigged.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
No, I think they're definitely rigged. Some movies deserve more. Even like music. People deserve certain music awards that they don't even get nominated for.
I do think a lot of people do get underappreciated, especially stunts, which isn't... I don't know why they would... The Oscars would announce that stunts is getting its own category in 2027.
Oh.
Like, why not just do it now?
Yeah.
Because...
That's weird.
Especially this year. There's been a lot of good movies with a lot of great stunts.
Yeah.
But I feel like not a lot of people get enough credit. Do you have any predictions for Oscar winners next year?
No, not at all.
I think Sinners will be nominated for Best Original Screenplay.
Soundtrack.
Best Costume Design.
Costume Design, really?
I think it'll get nominated. I don't think it'll win, but I think it might get nominated for Makeup. But I think it'll win.
Actually, I could see that.
I think it'll win soundtrack and score.
The soundtrack in that is so good.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think it's going to win soundtrack and score. I feel like it might win,
it'll win one or the other. Yeah, it can't win both, I don't think.
I think it'll be a very good contender for best original screenplay. Might win. I don't know. I'm going to wait to see what else. But I definitely think, I'm calling it now, that it'll win soundtrack.
Yeah.
I think it'll easily win soundtrack.
So we got a new Tron Ares trailer.
Tron Ares trailer. Another trailer which you and I saw. Was it you and I saw with?
Yeah.
What movie did we go see? Superman?
Yes.
We saw? Yeah.
That'll be fine.
I'm excited to see this movie. I don't think it'll be very good. I think it'll be entertaining. I think it'll be a moderately fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for it though. I think it'll be, I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting take to see what they do with it.
Yep. We also got the Mortal Kombat trailer.
Yeah, I think Carl Urban that has one. Just given up on doing an American accent because it was pretty bad.
But it feels, I don't think it's going to be a great movie, but I feel like
it's
going to feel like a Mortal Kombat game. Yeah. Like the way they did the blood
looks like a Mortal Kombat game. I think it's going to be a cool movie.
Yeah, and the first one didn't really have anything to do with like the actual Mortal Kombat tournament. But this one will.
This one will.
So it will be fun.
A lot like Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah.
I mean, I might wait to see it in theaters. Might hold off.
Wait, yeah.
It is going to theaters, right?
Yeah, it'll be in theaters.
I think it'll be a fun movie. I think it's going to be a 1-star. But
I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. It looks fun, so I don't know.
It just looks like a dude bro movie.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's going to be a lot of like weird, like quirky moments that are going to be huge memes.
Mm-hmm.
Like not as big as like the Minecraft movie.
Yeah. But
maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And then speaking of Carl Urban, I don't think it's going to be him again, but he was in a movie called Dread, and Taika Waititi is set to direct a Judge Dredd movie.
Yeah. That was going to be the next thing I said.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Taika Waititi has...
I don't want to put a lot of stock into stuff that gets just announced, just because sometimes I get super excited and then I end up getting disappointed. So I think it's just, I'll keep an open mind, but It could be interesting.
Yeah, it'll...
As long as you keep to the source material, you should be fine.
I feel like his like downfall needs to be studied because he was like one of the most liked and people in Marvel for like 4 or 5 years. Like everyone loved him.
And then he started.
And then he made Thor: Love and Thunder, and then everyone hated him.
Yeah, even like parts of like when he did Thor: Ragnarok, honestly.
Yeah. I mean,
you can see the subtle change in
the elements that people loved in Thor Ragnarok. He just saw that as that's what people want, and then just tried to make a fun movie, and then just completely twisted the character.
Yeah,
in a bad way. I don't really hate him that much. I don't know why people hate. I just think that he tried to have a fun movie.
He could do better.
Yeah. But Judge Dredd is such a dark...
It might be too dark for him to direct.
I think he will have a very good... I think he'll build a very good world.
Yeah.
I think he has very good world building. But I don't know if he'll be able to capture the same kind of charm from the Sylvester Stallone one and the Carl Urban.
Yeah, I mean, the Carl Urban one wasn't that great.
No, it was fun. It visually, it had really good VFX.
Yeah.
Good makeup, good costume design. That's true,
yeah.
But, like, his other movies are just so weird. Like, The Hunt for Wilder People. Don't know if you watched that.
No. No. That doesn't sound like a movie I would ever watch.
It had the kid from Deadpool 2, the, like, chubby one.
Yeah.
It was, I don't really care for it that much. People kind of either loved it or hated it. I just didn't really care for it, but. And then he also directed Jojo Rabbit. But, like, he just never has anything that's dark.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of done some closer to dark stuff, but, like, nothing Judge Dredd dark.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. All right. I have Assassin's Creed series coming to Netflix.
I'm not excited. I'm not a series person.
I'm not. Oh, okay. Watch a lot of series, but the series that they come out with now bother me because they call it a series, but really it's a big movie. It's an 8-hour movie.
Yeah.
Because it's only 8 episodes and then it's over. There's nothing that you can like binge for a long time, like with other shows in the past, like Breaking Bad, Dexter, Sons of Anarchy.
That's different.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these 8-episode shows.
That's annoying.
I get so annoyed with them.
Oh, I wonder how long Dexter is going to be.
The Resurrection?
Yeah, because Original Sin was 12, I think. Mm. Just like Dexter. I just saw something for summer movies. The Conjuring?
Yes. Yeah, there's a new Conjuring Last Rites.
I guess I missed that.
Yeah.
You like The Conjuring.
I do like The Conjuring. It's going to be their last movie for it. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But actually, that whole universe I really, really like. Some of them suck. Like, because you got The Conjuring movies. That whole...
Annabelle also.
Annabelle. I think La Llorona is in it, which that scared me.
Some of the Annabelle movies, like the remake Annabelle, right?
Yeah. No, all three of them.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, all three of them. I think there's three. Yeah. Annabelle ones are weird.
Isn't there another one, like a big slasher one that's canon to that?
I'm not sure.
Because I don't think Child's Play.
No, I think La Llorona's in it. Or is a part of it, maybe. I'm not sure. That one was scary. But I do like the Conjuring movies. It'll be fun to watch.
What's his name that plays he's like the main character in the Conjuring?
Yeah, I can't remember like his name.
He was also the Batman spinoff in Watchmen.
Yes.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I did not like The Conjuring.
I did. I like ghost movies.
I just didn't care for it. I just thought it was kind of boring, and they're just repetitive.
They are really repetitive. I mean,
no one dies in the trilogy. The only thing that dies is like the dog and like a few birds.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I like, kind of expect
it's jump scare stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I like jump scares.
I do.
They don't get me. So every time I see it, I'm just.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's whatever. I'm excited for that one.
No, I take that back. If jump scares, I hate the generic jump scare.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's overdone.
Sinners had a couple of them.
Sinners had good jump scares, though.
Yeah.
Like the snake. It was more of. That jump scare was more of like their reactions to it.
Yeah, even in the beginning, like, it got me on the plane. I was, whoa.
Oh, I was watching Novocaine when you were watching Sinners, and I just kept pausing the movie to watch his reactions, and they were priceless.
Yeah,
it that was hilarious.
It was weird.
A lot of the stuff is there's some.
We'll need to do an
episode on it. Whoever was the intimacy coordinator on that movie, they should probably check his search history.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. I like the movie a lot, though, but they had some weird stuff.
Yeah. I have Willem Dafoe supposedly cast in Werewolf.
Whew. I'm excited for that. Wait, I should have known that.
You should have known that.
Because Willem Dafoe is in every single Robert Edgar's movie. He's in The Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in The Witch. He's in The Northman. And he is in Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm kind of curious
now. Yeah,
who else is going to be in it? Because
I don't know.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Lily Rose Depp. Willem Dafoe. Maybe Robert Pattinson?
Maybe.
That would be interesting. Because he was in Lighthouse.
Doubtful, because they'll probably be working on Batman Part 2.
He did both.
It depends on when Gunn wants him to start. Which I'm assuming they'll probably start production January.
For Werewolf?
No, for Batman Part 2. That's what I predict.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
Start filming?
Yeah.
No way. Actually,
maybe, I think so.
Maybe by January.
I think January is when they'll start filming because they're going to have a 2027 release date, most likely.
Yeah, actually.
I don't know if they've already said what. I mean, they don't have a projected release date, but I'm guessing it'll be February of 27. Is when Batman Part 2 comes out.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't think
he'll be in it. He might have a smaller role.
It's possible. I mean,
he also apparently saw somewhere that he wants to retire after they finish the Batman.
Yeah, after his trilogy. Yeah.
Make
your money and get out.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
But
he's been in a lot.
Like he has a really great catalog of movies.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It'd be kind of sad to see him go. Yeah. It's kind of like Tarantino, though.
Yeah, but a lot.
Like Tarantino has one more movie left, and then he's done.
Yeah,
he wants to leave on a high note.
Yeah,
which.
But I mean,
still no news about that. Which can't wait for the day that he starts writing.
Yeah.
The story or figures out what it is, because he doesn't look for the story; he waits till the story finds him. That's true. Not something I made up. He said that.
Yeah.
On a podcast that I heard somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's, there are some like minor stuff. They're re-releasing Pride and Prejudice in India for the 20th anniversary.
I have two more news updates. One that I'm actually excited to see. Wyatt Russell joins Ahsoka Season 2 as Alexander Callis from Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
So excited for that. I think that'll be fun. And Sam Witwer.
I'm excited. I'm really happy that he got... that Wyatt Russell's getting more like popularity, credit.
Yeah, he's coming into his own. That's what it is.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Kurt Russell was his dad, which
makes sense. Speaking they of look alike,
dad and Kurt Russell, dad met Kurt Russell and his wife in New York.
Oh,
for our film trip.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just saw this. I completely messed up the box office thing about Lilo and Stitch. It's the first movie this year to reach $1 billion at the box office. That's all disappointing because now they're just going to keep crunching out.
Nostalgia hits.
Not just nostalgia hits, but like, because that's been a trend for a while. But these live action remakes, which I think that 90% of movies that go to the theater and they get a lot of money is good for the theater. Like, this is good for the theater. But it's just not good for... Eventually, that this is just going to die and then Disney's just going to lose a lot of money. Because they did lose a lot with Snow White and Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And... I don't know. What do you think the next one's going to be, actually?
Live action remake from Disney?
Yeah, I think I know what it is. I think it's going to be... It's Moana.
Yeah, right? Moana too. Yeah. Yeah, live action Moana. Yeah.
One of my friends was supposed to go be like the lead grip for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then had to cancel. He was disappointed about that. But also, Predator Badlands got announced. I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah, they were actually, they had the one of the Predators at San Diego Comic-Con this weekend.
Yeah. It's the seventh movie coming out in December. I don't know, I don't really
like the costume designs. Predator
design that much. I don't really like what they're
humanizing it.
I don't really like how they're going with the direction of the Predator now, how he's like the protagonist.
Yeah, they're humanizing the Predator, which makes no sense.
I don't really care. Also, Ballerina, the John Wick spinoff, is now on streaming.
Nobody 2 comes out August 15th.
Okay.
I knew you would hate that one.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for this. I thought Nobody was an interesting movie. I like Bob Odenkirk. The first five-ish minutes, the intro of the movie, I love so much. And the past like set five short films I've written, two of them that I just wrote, that I started the movie or started the short film just like that. But I want to be able to like film one like that intro because it's so, I like it a lot. But if you're gonna watch Nobody, just go watch The Equalizer.
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Isn't that much of a This is kind of spoiling both, but not really.
The Equalizer was good.
But if... Hear me out. This movie, Nobody, and The Equalizer, is a guy who used to do jobs. Now he's retired from doing jobs. Gave up for his wife. And then he meets this girl. A girl causes him to go back to doing what he used to do, even though he doesn't want to at first. And all of a sudden he gets like really excited to get back into it because of how angry he is about stuff that had happened.
It's just like what we talked about the other day is like every single type of these movies, they just crank out and they're not good. Like The Killer's Game is exactly like that, slightly different, but the premise is the exact same. Used to do jobs, now he's retired, and then gets back into doing it. It gets
better. Then he kills like this big drug lord boss guy, and then a bigger drug lord boss guy gets pissed off. He humiliates a bunch of people. And then the third act of the movie, people are like hunting him down, like right in his house. And then he goes and they do a final battle in a Home Depot while the sprinklers are going. And then they do a slow-mo shot, a low hero shot of just him holding a weapon, getting ready to off the last guy. Same movie.
Yeah.
But Equalizer's better.
Yeah. I watched Nobody. No, I didn't. It was on when you guys came to visit us in Hawaii. And I fell asleep because it was so boring.
I think, I like Bob Odenkirk a lot. I just don't think he's not that type of character. He's a cool guy because of like Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
But he's not like that. He's not like a John Wick caricature.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington pulled it off better.
Yeah. I mean, The Equalizer was good.
I like The Equalizer.
Equalizer 2 and 3. Eh.
I liked the first one. It was fun.
First one was really good. The second one was okay. The third one was great. Reminds me
of Kick Ass combined with like Let's Be Ride Along.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah. It had a very like Sin City type of feel to it.
Yeah.
But I think
that's all I had.
I think that's all the news I had. Also, Karate Kid Legends comes to streaming. No one watched that. I'm not going to. Cobra Kai is a badly made show.
I thought you liked that show.
Oh, I do. It's terrible.
Oh, is it?
First two seasons are enjoyable.
I couldn't get into
it. And then from then on, it just becomes like a generic CW, like Hawaii Five-O, like NCIS type of show.
NCIS like, was on the USA Network, just saying.
But it's like everything... but everything is so like bright, and then the camera quality is so like, it's just something is off, and it's just, it feels like a Hallmark. It looks and feels like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the story's pretty stupid. Characters are cringy. I don't like any of the writing for the kids after like season two.
Supposedly they want fun movie, they want show, a bunch of those actors to become Power Rangers.
The fight choreography is just like that. Also, you can't convince me that karate is this effective in like a street fight.
I mean, you did Taekwondo. You tell me.
No, it's not. It's not.
They used to say you just did dancing. You did fight dancing.
If someone swings at me, I'm not. If you're watching the video, you can see this. But if someone's swinging at me, I'm not going, yeah, no. That's not how that works.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm not waxing the car. I'm not painting the fence. I'm not painting the house. Which is this, right?
I have no idea.
And then I'm not wax on or wax
off. I haven't watched the Karate Kid movies in so long.
You realistically, if someone's like swinging at you, your immediate thing is to go to the ground as fast as possible.
Yeah, Cobra Kai is just the nostalgia hit.
I do like versions of that like over glorified fighting, like Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Love that movie. That movie is such an anomaly because it takes the worst part about those types of movies and makes it good and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And
a lot of Bruce Lee movies are that way too.
Yeah. And Jackie Chan.
Yeah. But those are fun.
I do want to get the Jackie Chan set for Criterion.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
And then, yeah, I think that's all I have.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here anyway. We got to go to dinner.
Oh, yeah. We got to leave in like 6 minutes.
All right, well, let us know how you like this one. Let us know if we missed any news, and then we'll get to it next time. And check out our Fantastic Four review on Tuesday.
See you.